Today is Thursday, February 7th, 2013, and I have not podcasted for a minimum of 2 weeks. I think it's been 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks in a day. I'm not sure. And I know I keep saying I'm going to try to do a podcast every week, but it's just not happening. I'm too busy. But since that last podcast, we have celebrated my partner's 49th birthday. We have been to lots of wineries. I've seen lots of birds. Actually, if I just mention the birds real quick, I saw a Carolina chickadee, a white-breasted nuthatch, a red-bellied woodpecker, and a northern flicker, and a Cooper's hawk. So I am now up to 19 birds that I have seen. Now, this week, so I'm not going to go backwards on stuff, but this week, this being Thursday, this has actually been a pretty rough week for me. I won't call it a bad week or a horrible week, but it's just been, I've had my challenges this week. And it started with my iPad. Last week, Apple released iOS 6.1. So of course, I, as the Apple fan that I am, I diligently update the software on my phone and my iPad, and don't even think about it. I just do it because I never have any problems with it. Well, this time I actually had a problem with the iPad. As soon as I updated to 6.1, I didn't notice it right away, but I'm sure it was happening right away. But over the weekend, I noticed that my connectivity to the LTE 4G network of Verizon was giving me problems. Like, as soon as I would turn on the iPad, it would say 4G LTE. But then within minutes, it would either drop to a 3G with only like two or three bars, or I'd get that little circle of death, which I believe means no connectivity. I'm not sure actually what that circle means, but I kept getting that, and then it would stay there. And then the next time I would turn on the iPad, I would get the 4G LTE little symbol again, and then it would drop back down to these one of these other connectivity issues. Well, this was really pissing me off because I wanted to have, you know, take advantage of the 4G LTE. So I started doing some research and, you know, checking out the Apple forums and, you know, all the blogs and stuff to see what's going on. And it turns out that very few people are having this issue. So I found on, I don't even know the name of the blog I found this on, but there were some other people having this issue, and they've done everything from, you know, a hard restart to resetting the network settings. I mean, all kinds. There's like a whole list of things that people have tried to do, and nothing has solved this issue. So I went through and I tried to do all those different things. I, you know, restored from backup. I reinstalled the system software, all these kinds of things, and nothing would make this issue go away. So yesterday, I decided to make an appointment at the Genius Bar at my local Apple store, and I took my iPad in, and I showed the guy the problem, and it did exactly what it always does. I started up the iPad, and 4G LTE is there, and I said, but now wait, and within like 2 minutes, it had dropped down to 3G, and then it went to the circle, and then back to 3G, and he's like, oh, I've never seen that before. So he started doing some diagnostic things. He took my iPad in the back, and I guess he hooked up to a computer to do some diagnostic stuff, and he could not find anything that was wrong with it. And he checked their database of issues and problems that are coming up with things, and he could not find anything on Apple's end with it. And I told him, I said, this only happened when I just updated to iOS 6.1. So he said, well, I don't know what to tell you. We don't have anything in our whatever those, I guess they get these flyers out about what latest issues are with iPads, iPhones, etc. And he goes, we have no history of this, so what I'm going to have to do is just give you a new iPad and, you know, work from there. So he gets me a brand new iPad, not a refurbished one. He got me a brand new iPad. Well, I say brand new, but it's a third generation because that's what mine was. But my old one was a 32 gig iPad, and he gave me a 64 gig iPad. And I thought, oh, this is cool, brand new iPad. Well, he's taking it out of the box, and he turns it on, and he finds out that it's actually only on iOS 5.1.1. And I was like, oh, I really want to have 6 on there because 6 had some great things. And he said, well, you could update it when you get it home. You can update it to 6.1 and maybe the issue will be gone because this is a new iPad. And I said, well, okay, you know, I'll give it a try. And then he kind of explained to me how I could actually update. I could go find the IPSW file out on the internet and download it and update it that way. And I tried all that stuff, and it would not take the update. So I went ahead and updated the new iPad to 6.1, loaded all my stuff from iTunes on there, and then, you know, how you log on as a new iPad or whatever. And sure enough, within 2 minutes, the LTE dropped down to the 3G and a little circle of death. And he told me that that might happen if I update to 6.1, because clearly it looks like it's either an issue with Verizon or an anomaly with 6.1 software. So he said, you're going to have to wait until a software update comes, or bring this one back in and down, you know, get another one and downgrade to 5.1.1. So it's just, this has been extremely frustrating, and I have a strong feeling that it's Verizon that is causing the issue. I mean, it could be the 6.1, but there must be something in the 6.1. Well, let me clarify this. Once you update to 6.1, Verizon has to send new network settings to it. So within like 5 minutes of updating it to 6.1, I got a little message on the screen saying, your cellular network settings have been updated, so forth. And then that's when the thing happens. So I really kind of think this is a Verizon issue. I know I've been talking about this for too long. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a brand new 64 gig iPad that has the same issue on it. And it's really pissing me off. So I don't know what to do because nobody at Apple can deal with it except give me a new iPad. But I want the LG LTE 4G connectivity as well as at least 6.0 iOS. So I don't know what to do. I think I'm just going to hang on to this and deal with these terrible connection issues because I can do Wi-Fi just fine, but it just will not stay in LTE 4G. And I think that's like a waste of my paying the $30 a month for the 2 gigs of stuff when I can't even get the fast service. So I'm going to keep checking the boards and stuff because I went to the Verizon board and there was 3 or 4 people on there who were talking about having the same issue. But no one, there's nothing been sent out about this, or I guess it's not a wide enough problem that blogs are trying to find a solution, or even Apple, because all the Apple boards, people are saying that they have the problem, but no one is giving a solution. So I don't know. I think I'm just going to have to wait and just, you know, put up with it. So anyway, that was the first part of my bad week. The second part has to do with my medications. I take 3 pills, one for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and acid reflux. Anyway, every time I get a prescription, I get like one refill. So it was time to refill my prescription. So I call them in to the Kaiser pharmacy, and it's like an automated system. You just put all the information in there, and they're supposed to send you your medication within 5 days. Well, I called these in when I only had 5 days worth of medication left, knowing that it would take 3 to 5 days to get to me. Well, a week went by, and I had still not gotten these medications. And so I hadn't been taking my pills for like 3 days. And I emailed my doctor and said, look, here's the situation. I'm waiting for this medication to show up on, you know, at my house, and I have no pills. So she says, I will call in, because I can email back and forth with my doctor. And she emailed me and said that she will call in a 30-day prescription. I can pick it up at the pharmacy the next day and get back on the medication. So the next day, I go to Kaiser, and I say to them, you know, at the pharmacy, my doctor called in 3 prescriptions. I'm waiting for my medication to show up in the mail, and they haven't shown up yet, and it's been 7 days, and, you know, this, that, and the other. So, the lady instantly tells me, well, we can't give you a 30-day prescription because you're only allowed to have no more than a 90-day prescription, you know, a 90-day supply of medication at any one time. If we give you this 30 days, that's 120 days once you get your other medications in the mail. And I'm like, I don't think you understand. I have absolutely no medication whatsoever. This is the third day without taking it. And I said, that's the point that my doctor called these in. So she had to go talk to somebody and blah, blah, blah. They're not going to give me the 30 days, but they will give me for 5 days. So I got 5 days of medication. And now I'm still waiting for my medication to show up in the mail. They have not arrived yet. Well, this afternoon I went on the Kaiser website again and clicked on the little pharmacy tab, and it says that one just shipped on Monday. So surely it would be here by now, but it's not. And it had a little note next to it saying it could not ship until the prescription had expired. I'm like, well, what's the point of that? If you have to wait until the prescription expires before you can send out the new one, there's definitely going to be a time between the old one and the new one when you don't have medication. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I was pissed off about that. But now I have 5 days worth of medication to get me through, and hopefully my medications will show up in the mail, tomorrow or Saturday or Monday. And then I'll, get back to normal. I don't know. It's just crazy. Little things just keep happening to me this week. And then, so the next thing, the third thing that has just really pissed me off this week, well, there's a couple other things too, but this one, I need to get my hair cut. One, my old haircut lady lost her lease at her shop, so she was moving to a new shop about, 20 minutes away, half an hour away. And it was in the other direction. She's moving to the other direction, not near where I live. And I like to go to a place near where I live. So I had to find a new place to get my hair cut. So I was driving through, coming home from work, and I saw a hair cuttery. And I thought, oh, I'll just, $16, I'll just go in and get my hair cut at a hair cuttery, until I can find someone who can, be my regular hair person. So I go in there, get the lady, I tell her I like it short on the sides and the back and a little bit longer on top. And then I kind of like close my eyes and start falling asleep because I'm so tired. And, I don't know about you, but when someone starts touching your head and your hair, you're just like, oh, I'm just sleepy. Anyway, so I open my eyes a couple times. It looks like she's doing, fine. And I can feel it. But it sounds like the same kind of thing. And I, look every couple minutes and wake up. And anyway, finally, when she's done and she starts to blow dry it and then, to comb it out and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, that looks a little odd. It looks really short on one side and not as short on the other side. Sure enough, when I get home and wash my hair and try to style it, the left side of my head is almost shaved to my head. And then there's like this little shelf where the longer hair on top is sticking out. And I'm thinking, this is like the worst freaking haircut I have gotten forever, probably, that I can ever remember. I'm like, I am never going back there. And I did give her a tip, but it probably wasn't enough. In any case, so now I have this bad haircut. I'm just waiting for it to grow out. No, I'm not going to be posting a picture about it because I'm not happy with it. It's just really pissed me off. So this week has just not been very good for me. And last night, the Powerball lottery, I had my Powerball lottery tickets. I woke up this morning and I don't know, I was feeling lucky today for some reason. Yesterday I found a penny that was heads up, and I'm not one for all these superstitions, but I was like, oh, see a penny, pick it up, and all day you'll have good luck, only if it is heads up. So I thought, that's that little saying. And I thought, oh, I might win the lottery. So I woke up this morning, and I checked the lottery numbers, and it tells you right there that there was a winner in Virginia. And I totally started freaking out. I usually don't check my numbers right away, but I got my ticket out, and instantly I knew I had not won. I was so disappointed. I'm like, it was in Richmond, Virginia, not anywhere near Northern Virginia. And I was not happy with not winning the lottery because, my whole goal is just to win the lottery so I can quit working and just enjoy the rest of my life. It's either that or retirement. Anyway, so I'm not having a very good week, and I hope the rest of this week, one day, Friday, I hope it gets better. It will be better to have the weekend. Anyway, one thing that did happen while I was gone, while I have not podcasted, I should say, and I mentioned it earlier, was my partner's birthday. So I got a voicemail, believe it or not, a voicemail from Mike in Squamish, British Columbia, and he was calling in to wish my partner happy birthday. So I'm going to play that email right now and say a huge thank you to Mike, because we have not heard from, I have not gotten a voicemail from anybody in a very long time. So, Mike, thank you so much for calling in and for wishing the partner a very happy birthday. I appreciate it. So listen to this voicemail right now.
Hey, Paula, it's Mike up in Squamish, British Columbia. Wanted to call, say hi, and leave a happy birthday for the boyfriend. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you so much, Mike. We had a great weekend. We actually don't remember what we did, to tell you the truth. Did we go to wineries? I think we went to wineries. Yeah, we did. Anyway, we had a very nice weekend, and now he's older than I am, only for about 5 months, and then I have a birthday. So that is all I have today. I know this is running like way past 15 minutes, and I usually do a shorter podcast than this, but you know, I had a lot to talk about with this terrible week I've been having. I really hope my week gets better. Anyway, that is all for now. I hope you all are doing well, and maybe I'll get back to podcasting every week. We'll see. So until next time, bye.